Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on Sports Talk, going all the way to Omaha, checking in with Koki Riley, who covers LSU baseball for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Thanks so much for taking a break out there, Koki, and joining us. How you been doing, man?
Doing all right. How's it going?
Doing great. Surprise, we just found out, saw on social media from your Twitter account that we actually have a named starter for this game, and it's not an hour before first pitch right now.
Yeah. We got word about, I don't know, a half hour ago that Kaden Anderson is going to start. It doesn't come as any sort of surprise, though. This isn't like some, you know, big drum roll, please, sort of moment. So Kay's going to start, and we get the lefty-lefty matchup that we were all expecting. So it should be fun.
Yeah, Koki, what are the vibes out there right now? I know there's a lot of Jell-O shots being consumed. That's a rite of passage for College World Series. LSU's on top like they always are. But, you know, what I know every time LSU gets to Omaha, they take it over. So, you know, what are the vibes right now? There's a Mardi Gras float on its way out there if it's not there already. What are you seeing?
Yep, the Mardi Gras float is here. I was going to post that, a picture of that, pretty soon. The Mardi Gras float is here. It's at the Hilton outside the stadium. It's by the Hilton outside the stadium. And the vibes are good with that. LSU fans are probably, you know, filing in today. I haven't been around the park that much today, so I couldn't tell you exactly what the vibes are around the stadium at the moment. Gonna do a Jell-O shot tomorrow, so that's gonna be fun. Haven't done one in 2 years, since the last time we were here. But as for the vibes around the team, you know, they're just ready to play. And I think everyone's sort of ready to play. Like, when you play literally the last game, there's sort of like this sense of anticipation, right? And at least that's how I feel. So I imagine that's how they feel too.
Before we get into some actual baseball stuff, Koki, I wonder if you could talk about the Tony Gwynn Community Service Trophy that Chris Stanfield won. I know it's the first time ever the award's been given out, and what do you know, LSU Tiger takes it home.
Yeah, Chris has been pretty vocal about his community service work so far this season. His organization and the work that he's done is something that he did at Auburn as well. So it's been very important to him. And, you know, Chris is just a very down-to-earth, nice kid. And to see an LSU player, you know, take home that award for the first time is definitely quite an accomplishment. That's, you know, congrats to Chris, obviously.
You know, digging into the matchup a little bit, you know, what, you know, we know it's Zach Root against Kaden Anderson. We get the lefty matchup, like you mentioned. But, you know, what is your kind of, analysis for this game? Like, what are you expecting to see in terms of, obviously, we've seen three games between these two teams already, so we have an idea of what it's going to look like. But what's kind of your scouting report ahead of this game?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, those three games are huge in terms of sort of informing us what this game is going to look like. And, you know, for LSU, I think Caden Anderson in his start against Arkansas back when these two teams played, he was able to get quite a few swings and misses, keep the ball. He was able to more or less keep the ball in the ballpark as well, despite the fact that, you know, we were in May and, you know, the conditions were fairly warm. So, you know what the box is like when it's warm out. So, I think that he's a pretty good matchup for this Arkansas lineup because Arkansas has a tendency of swinging through pitches. And I think he can, you know, definitely expose that. You know, high level pitching can sort of get to this Arkansas lineup at times. And I think Anderson can do that. So that's a good matchup for LSU, and especially in this massive ballpark here in Omaha. But on the flip side of the ball, I think that's where things kind of get dicey for the Tigers, because I know they scored all those runs in the Super Regional, but at the same time, like, the circumstances and given how poorly West Virginia played, not just on the mound but also defensively, had a lot to do with that, I think. And you're not going to be playing in the hitter's park. You're going to be playing against a team that's much better defensively and way better on the mound. So it's going to be a challenge to get the 5 runs. If they get the 5 runs, I feel very good about their chances of winning this game. But if they don't, I just do not feel good at all about it, honestly, because they're just, I just feel like we've seen this team's record when they score 5 or more runs, and they're almost undefeated. They only have 2 losses this year in games where they scored 5 or more runs. But when they don't do that, they're like a well below 500 team. And it gets to seem like Arkansas, I mean, they're going to get some runs on the board one way or another, whether, even if it's not against Anderson.
Yeah, you know, kind of looking a little bit forward, you know, not necessarily winner's bracket or loser's bracket, but you have to play at least 3 games, so you're going to have 3 starters. Cason Evans is a guy that's kind of fascinating to look at. I know you wrote about him today over on theadvocate.com, and, you know, the question becomes, how do you want to use him? He's pitched once, basically, in over the last month, and it was kind of a legendary performance and relief in that win over Little Rock in the regional final. You know, where are you leaning in terms of what are your expectations for how LSU would manage him? Would do you think they would use him as a starter? Do you think they would use him out of the bullpen, you know, to maybe close out a tight game? Like, where do you see them leaning? And if he's not a starter, who do you think would be the alternative?
If he's not a starter, I think you're going to see him a lot. I think you could see him in game one, in game two, and in game three, depending on the outcomes of those games, maybe a little bit. But, like, I think at the very least, if he's going to come in relief, you're going to see him in games one and two and potentially even three as well if they won game two, right? But if he's a starter, I think you're just going to see him in game three and maybe at the end of one of those other two games. So I lean towards him being a starter because you have to win three, right? And I think Jay has enough trust in the rest of his bullpen to not have to turn to him constantly. But I could be wrong. So I think in Omaha, you're going to see like another level of aggression from Jay when it comes to his pitching. I mean, we saw that 2 years ago, and I think that should be very instructive as to how he could do this. I think there's a real shot you see Evans in as a starter and as a reliever this week, which is going to be very, very interesting to see.
Coke, you had mentioned the fact that Charles Schwab Field, definitely a larger park, and coupled with the fact that we've seen LSU's offense struggle on the road, I mean, how concerned should LSU fans be going into this, not just this matchup against Arkansas, but overall the games in Omaha?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? You sort of went out for a second.
Yeah, just wondering, like I was mentioning with the field being much larger at Charles Schwab Field, just playing bigger, and this Tiger team having struggles on the road, you know, just that confidence level of fans going into this matchup in Omaha, not just against Arkansas, against all these teams as this offense can produce.
Yeah. I mean, LSU is also, you know, 4-0 technically in neutral site games. So I guess there's that.
Okay.
But at the same time, you are right. I mean, this team just hasn't hit the ball as well away from Alex Box Stadium. And I think that's something that I don't want to say LSU fans have forgotten because heading into this matchup, but it's something we haven't talked about a ton because of how well, you know, how many runs they put up on the board against West Virginia. In my opinion, I don't want to overreact too much to what happened in the West Virginia Super Regional because sort of like you said, with the fact that they're a better offensive team at home, the fact that they were facing a team that simply did not pitch well and was even worse defensively. Combine all that together, and yes, there were some improvements offensively. I'm not saying there weren't any, but if you combine all that, and then you look at the flip side of that on the pitching side, where Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson were pitching in a series where nobody pitched well, and I think a lot of that had to do with the weather and how hot it was and how draining it was for pretty much all the pitchers. And then obviously, if it's hot in the box, the ball's going to fly. So you combine all that together, and I think we should go. I lean towards what we're going to see tomorrow. I lean towards that being more the team that we saw for the entire season, not the team we saw in the Super Regional, if that makes sense, where they're playing in low scoring games, where it's very important that they get the five runs, all that sort of, where they struggle at home at times. Like that's the LSU team struggle away from home at times. That's the LSU team that that they're going to have to either lean on or fight through, depending on which side they get heading into this game, where they're a pitching first team that needs to get to five or six runs in order to win a baseball game like this against, again, an SEC team.
Yeah, you know, something you just mentioned there, I was talking about it earlier in the week, and, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would be concerned about the pitching, just because of what you saw from Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson against West Virginia, because they looked anything but a pair of aces, at least on the score line, right, or on the stat line, with all the earned runs. But, you know, when I watched that series, what stood out to me is basically every pitcher. Once you got past three innings, heck, some of the West Virginia pitchers couldn't even get past one inning, and it just seemed like the execution fell off a cliff. And I have to believe that was a lot more driven by the heat than maybe some of these guys wearing down at the end of a long season.
Yeah, that's what I tend to think too, because if you look at Kate Anderson's start, one run through the first five innings, and then the innings got long. We got later into the day. It was a 1 o'clock game, so it's only getting hotter once you get the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And he just wore down and was standing around for too long. And it just really, it sort of fell apart for him at the end, but it didn't matter because they were up by so many runs. And then for Anthony Ionson, like, again, struck out the four first batters, the first four batters on drop bird strikes. And then after that was just on an absolute roll. It was on an absolute roll for a little bit. And then again, fifth inning, sixth inning that were an issue. He hits the first batter in the seventh. He comes out of the game. So I tend to agree with you where, like, I'm not going to, like, one weekend shouldn't turn on the alarm bell the same way one weekend shouldn't, like, say that it shouldn't mean that the offense is necessarily fixed. You know, let's see how tonight plays out. And if you combine all that with the fact that they're going to be in a pitcher's park, I think they're going to get a pretty low scoring game. I'd be pretty surprised if this was a high scoring game at all.
Koki, I know, unfortunately, too, this season, you've had to play part-time meteorologist with these LSU baseball games. How are things looking in Omaha today going through the weekend?
Tomorrow looks good, I think. And then, at least according to my amateur weather app, things do not look very good after that. But I couldn't really tell you right now what time and when. But that's sort of what the outlook looks like right now.
Gotcha. Always appreciate the time, Koki, and have a few Jello shots for me and Jeff.
All right, will do.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time. Koki Riley, LSU baseball and football writer for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Yeah, that's got to be something, you know, getting to cover this team in Omaha and just the madness that's going around the shot challenge right now. And you see the updates even from the bar coming on Twitter with the daily, you know, the hourly updates on it, and just LSU just dominating these other schools.
I have to give Murray State some credit. Murray State's keeping up. They're keeping pace. Now, you can't really make a dent unless you get to the final series, because then your fans aren't there anymore to buy any more Jello shots. So, you know, it's always going to be one of the final teams that actually wins the thing. But you got to give Murray State credit. You know, it's not the biggest fan base in the world.
Coming out strong, though, for sure.
They're investing in some alcoholic Jello. For sure.
To my no surprise, the West Coast team, UCLA, I saw was trailing out there big time. Not coming out strong at all.
Classic UCLA. You know, can't hang. These LA folks coming out to Omaha can't get it done.
I'd have to check, though. I think even Arkansas was trailing behind pretty big between LSU. You mentioned Murray State. I forget who else was in the mix for those top three teams with the Jello Shot Challenge.
We're still way early. Dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I love that projections from Rocco's was even like LSU is on pace to shatter their own record.
88,888.
Wow. That's the record?
I believe that's what it was. I think it was all eight. So they stopped specifically. They bought like 12,000 on the final day just to get to that number.
What a fantastic promotion that the Rocco's came up with, and a moneymaker for sure.
Yeah, and it goes to, you know, the money comes back, right? Like, it's not just benefiting the bar, like one of the reasons.
$5 a shot, and I think they end up making $350 of it. The other rest goes to charity.
Yeah, it goes back to, I believe, the food banks in each...
Omaha?
No, in each team's
cities?
Home
okay.
market, okay. right? So a lot of the money LSU fans are spending out there is going to go back to the local food banks.
Even more reason to spend more.
What else is there to do? Go drink Jello shots.
I wonder, though, you know, the amount of alcohol in these Jello shots, because you're not really getting buzzed. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I've never
had one. They're fun to do. You've never had a Jello shot?
I've had a Jello shot. I've never had one of Rocco's Jello shots, so I cannot speak to the alcoholic consistency
of
their Jello shots.
Jello shots in general.
They're making a lot of them.
You're not really. I don't feel like you're getting buzzed off of them.
Well, that's why they're dangerous.
You'd have to have like 20 of them.
Don't have 20 Jello shots.
I would need 20 of them.
I don't know, Steve. You're making a lot of claims here, and I don't know if I can verify.
I'm going to have to line up all these Jello shots and do it myself.
I'm not
then.
Going to have 20
I can
Jello
verify.
Shots.
There you go. Coleman can verify.
You can verify what?
the alcoholism of a Jello shot is not that strong. I don't know what kind of vodka they use with, and that kind of depends on it. But the gelatin, you can't have that much vodka in
or
the
it
gelatin.
Won't set.
Yeah, or it won't set. So, yeah, there's very little vodka in it.
That's
it's
why.
It's enough to get you buzzed, but it's not enough to get you right, depending on how many you take.
That's why I just pour the Jello into a bowl with the vodka and eat it with a spoon.
There you go.
Just, you know, like, yeah, sensible, like a sensible adult would do.
I guess.
Like Joe Flacco would do.
I guess you couldn't make Everclear Jello shots.
I don't know, Steve. Why are you asking me these questions I don't know the answers to? You think I'm a Jello shot aficionado?
You can make Everclear cherry bombs, though.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is that?
It's cherries that just sit in Everclear.
Okay. Yeah. Soaking in that.
Yep. Okay.
Right. Well, there we go. We can start our own cherry bomb challenge.
I don't even know what the show is anymore.
We're talking about drinking. It's a Friday, the 13th, for crying out loud.
It is true. It is Friday.
We will take a break, though. When we get back, we'll get into more of our Saints audio. We're going to put it out to the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line at 504-260-1870. See who gets the most votes in the break. Do you want to hear from rookie Tyler Shuck or from wide receiver Chris Olave? Once again, sound off. Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Shuck or Olave. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.